thank Brother Butch for those hymns that he selected on this morning. The first one, Victory in Jesus. I believe that as we think about what it means to be victorious, there is no possible way that we can have victory outside of Christ.
Amen.
Really appreciate him for that. I was singing the song and really didn't look at the title, and I was thinking about the title of my lesson, and I said, what's that song again? I went and looked, and it's 229. I was like, my brother already sung that song. But he said, sing it again. We're not going to do it. But I just want to say on this morning that as we think about being victorious, God has to be in the plan. God has to be in the plan. There are people that are living and they're going about their daily lives and not considering what God would have them to do. So this morning, we're going to talk about how to be victorious in Christ. How to be victorious in Christ. In Christ. You may think that outside of him, you have all of these luxuries. You have all things that your little heart desire, but you're not victorious in Christ. The scriptures teach us in the book of Galatians chapter 3, starting with verse 26. Galatians 3, starting with verse 26. For you are the children of God by faith in Christ. In Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. You've been victorious over the old devil by putting on Christ, by being baptized. We need to keep that in mind as we think about how to be victorious in Christ. Philippians chapter 3, once again, starting with verse 12. Philippians chapter 3, starting with verse 12. As Paul writes to the church of Philippi here, he says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise or minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already obtained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. How important is it to forget about those things which are behind us? How important. If you have a flashlight and you enter into a dark room and you turn that flashlight on, what are you seeing? You're seeing whatever you point that light toward. And generally, we are moving forward in that dark place. We want to get from one side of the room to the other side of the room, not caring what's behind us, so the light is shining in front of us. That is what we should be doing this morning. We should forget about whatever is behind us. And there are people that are going to come through that door and you're going to hear noises being made, but don't worry about it. I'm your eyes right now. I'm your eyes. And y'all already know how, if there's something real bad happening, what I'm going to do, right? Y'all already know. But I'm your eyes right now. Let's worry about what's in front of us. Let's worry about the goal in which we're trying to reach. And that goal is heaven. There's a lot of sinful things that we've left behind us. There's a lot of nonsense that we've left behind us. But we need to be pressing forward, because I want you to understand this morning how to be victorious in Christ. First, we need to realize that we need to live in Him. We need to live in Him. Not outside of Him, but in Him. And as we live in Him, He lives in us. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in the verse is 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in the verse is 17. Living in Christ. What is it all about? As Paul writes to the church of Corinth here, he is trying to get them to understand what it means to be someone in Christ. What it means to be victorious in Him. He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Well, how does this take place? You can go to the book of Romans and the chapters 3 or chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Let me get over here and make sure I'm giving you the right chapter. Romans chapter 6. How does this take place? How does these old things, how are they done away with, and how all things become new? It says in Romans chapter 6, verse 3, know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus, were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. We need to live in Christ in order to be victorious. Amen. That means when you wake up in the morning, Christ should be on your mind. Amen. When you go about your busy schedules, Christ should be on your mind. Amen. When you get home in the evening time after you have worked hard all day long, Christ should still be on your mind. Amen. You get ready to lay down at night, guess what? Christ should be on your mind. Living in Christ, forgetting about, again, all the nonsense, all the old things, about all the sinful things that you have done, and live in Christ. Well, if we're going to live in Christ, we most definitely need to understand that we need to learn of Him. We need to learn who Christ is. How are we going to learn who Christ is if we never open up the Word? We have to open it up, and we have to study it, and we have to find out who Christ is. Remember in the book of Acts when Philip was led to the chariot of the eunuch, the Bible says he preached unto him Jesus. And as he preached Jesus unto him, the eunuch realized that he was missing something in his life, that he was not living in Christ. So therefore he had to put him on, and we've already talked about that. But we have to learn of Him. In the book of Romans chapter 15, and the verse is 4. Romans chapter 15, and the verse is 4. It's not too hard to learn about who Christ is. All we need to do is listen to His Word. Hear what He says. It says here in Romans chapter 15, verse 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Learning of Him. learning what Jesus came to this earth to do, amen, learning what he did once he got here, amen, learning what he did when he was on the cruel cross of Calvary, amen, learning what he did when he came out of that borrowed tomb, learning what he did before he ascended into heaven, learning what he is still doing today, learning of him that we might have hope. Might have hope. I hope one day that we all that are gathered here right now may get into heaven.
Amen.
That's my hope.
Amen.
Now, some of us may not make it, and it is not going to be because you did not know the truth. It's going to be because you did not want to live in Christ. You did not want to learn anymore about who Jesus Christ is. And then, as we look at this and think about it, we did not want to lean on him. We did not want to lean on him. You know, Jesus is God. And as we think about Jesus being God, who better to lean upon? Who better to lean upon? You know, man will let you down. I'm going to stand behind you. I told you I'm going to be your eyes. But right now, I want to stand behind you, and I just want you to fall backwards. Now, as I look around this room, and the one sitting up here on the front row laughing, when he began to fall backwards, God won't do that.
Amen. Amen.
God won't do that. He's going to catch you. I'm going to try my very best, brother, to catch you. I wouldn't let you down on purpose anyway. But we have to understand that as we lean upon Jesus, we lean upon him because he has already told us to trust in him.
Amen.
To trust in him.
Amen.
And if we do not trust in him, if we cannot put our trust in him, who can we put it in? Who can we put it in? Proverbs chapter 3 and the verses 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. You know, a lot of times we want to help God out. Well, I thought I could do it like this and everything would be okay. Did God tell you to do it like that? You can't be victorious when you do it your own way. You're in training. You want to train for a big fight, and you have a manager or you have a trainer. And if you don't listen to that manager and that trainer, guess what's going to happen in that big fight? You're going to lose. You're going to lose because you want to do it your own way. And he is on the outside looking in and telling you everything that you need to do. Not only while training you, but as the fight is going on, he is telling you what you need to do. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In this Christian walk, how to be victorious in Christ is to go back and lean on him.
Right.
Lean on him. Put your trust in him. And everything will be okay. Now, here's a problem with many of us right here. While we can't be victorious because we don't want to listen. I don't think that God said that and that God meant that for me. Who did he mean it for? Who do you think he's calling when he's calling your name and he's telling you what to do? Who do you think he's talking to? When your mother, when you was a little boy or a little girl and you was out there playing up under the street light because you know you should have been home when the street light came on or before it came on, but when she come to the door and she called your name, do you ignore her? Or did you ignore her? Oh, you went home. Sometimes you try to run around the back to get home. But you went home. Christ expects us today to listen to him. In the book of John, chapter 10, starting with verse 1. John, chapter 10, starting with verse 1. Oh, we're going to listen to somebody. Why not listen to the master?
Amen.
Why not listen to the one that can help us? Why not listen to the one that could cause us to be victorious? And I told you many times how to stay out of trouble, but yet you don't want to listen. And I told you not to go down there and play with those guys. They didn't mean you any good. Told you need to find you some new friends, but no, you wanted to stick with them. We need to listen. The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 1, verily, verily I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the potter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and lendeth them out. I was watching something on television the other day, and there these little children, they were looking at these sheep. And the man, the owner of them, had told them how to call them. And they all went up to the fence and took their turns calling like the man would call. And the sheep just continued to eat, you know, the little grass that was out there. And enough playing around, the owner of those sheep, the shepherd, he went to that gate and he began to call those sheep. And those sheep heard his voice and they quit doing what they were doing and they all gathered around him. You know why that took place? See, those little children really didn't understand. But you know why that took place? It took place because that shepherd is the one that takes care of them. That shepherd is the one that feeds them. That shepherd is the one that protects them from the enemy. So we need to understand today, we need to listen to the voice of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible, this is his voice right here. The words that I'm reading to you, amen, this morning, these are just the voice that you're going to hear. You're not going to hear a still voice. You're not going to hear a big boom coming from heaven. This is the word of God right here. This is the voice of Christ. We need to listen to him in order to be victorious. You think that's it? We need to work. We need to labor with him. Many of us don't want to work. We just want something for nothing. But we have to work. If we to be victorious in Christ, we have to work. Why do we have to work? Because God has worked. Jesus has worked. The Spirit has worked. Others have worked. So what means do we think, or why do we think that we do not have to work today? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. We'll start with verse 5, actually. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting with verse 5. We have to labor with him in order to be victorious in Christ. Who then is Paul? Who is he? And who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believe, even as the Lord God to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planted and he that watered are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labors or labor. If we are laborers together with God, ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Laborers together with God. Now, a lot of us don't want to labor with anybody. We can't work with anybody. Why? Because we always want it done our way. Here, it's done God's way.
Amen.
You plant, you water, and God gives the increase. Isn't that good?
Amen.
That the reason God is giving the increase is because we can't say, look what I've done.
Amen.
We haven't done anything. We've done what God wanted us to do. We worked with him to plant, to water, and he gives the increase. We have to work together, co-laborers. And that's a good thing. We have many people here in this congregation that understand what it means to work together. There's some that don't understand that. But it's not too late. As long as you're living, it is not too late to learn what it means to work together with other Christians, work together with the Lord in order to be victorious in Christ. It's not Burger King. We can't have it our way. We have to do it God's way. The word needs to be taught. People need to hear the word. People need to be willing to obey the word. I mentioned this morning about the people mentioned about is door knocking. Is it gone? Is it something that we don't need to be doing? We need to be out door knocking. We need to be out there planting that seed. We need someone to come behind us. You know, the other person may not go knock on their door. They may see them in the grocery store somewhere, and they may talk to them about God's word, and they may bring back to their remembrance, someone knocked on my door and they left me these pamphlets. Now what has been happening is the watering is taking place. And soon that person may understand what they need to do in order to be obedient unto God. And they come and they say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And they have their sins remissed in the watery grave of baptism. And God gives the increase according to Acts chapter 2, verse 47. Praising God and having faith with all the people, the Lord asked to the church daily such as should be saved. You see how good it is to know what God's word says? To see in God's word what we must do in order to be pleasing unto Him? Well, what is all this going to do for me? I guess that's the question. In order for me to be victorious, what is all going to do for me? Because I'm hoping to get into heaven. Well, the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. That's that hope that we're looking for. We're looking for Him. We're looking for Him in order to be victorious. You know, a lot of times, this is our attitude. You know, you told me if you would go with me, that everything would be all right. But yet, you decided you didn't want to go, so I didn't go. You know, when you put your trust in man, that's what happens. Man lets you down. But God will not let you down. Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Look at verse 11 and come down. Titus chapter 2, starting with verse 11. We're looking for Him. In order to be victorious in Christ, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and that glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Where are you looking? Where are you looking? Where are you looking for Jesus? You know, some are looking for comfort in the arms of someone they don't need to be in. Some are looking for comfort in a bottle. Some are looking for comfort in a drug house. People are looking for comfort everywhere except for in God's word. If you want comfort, if you want to be victorious in Christ, look in God's word. And the Bible says once again there in verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You've heard me say many times, I walk outside and I look up at the clouds and I say, oh, that is a great picture. That is a great cloud in order for Jesus to come back in. It's not for me to say. That cloud could be dark. That cloud could be the worst cloud that you've ever seen, and Christ can come back in that cloud. The thing that we need to realize is this, that we need to be ready in order to be victorious in Christ. We need to be ready for His appearing. Are you ready this morning? Do you realize what it means to live in Christ? Do you realize what it means to lean on Christ? Do you know what it means to learn of Christ? Do you know these things? If you don't know them, what is stopping you from learning them? All you got to do is listen. If you listen to what God's word says, you will understand what you need to do in order to be obedient. You may not hear everything that you want to hear, but I guarantee you, if you listen to God's word, you're going to hear what you need to hear. Amen. It may not be like the way you like it, but it's going to be something that you need to love. We need to love His appearing. You know, there are many people that don't love, you know, when you say that Jesus is coming back, He's coming back soon. You know, Jesus soon is not our soon. But many times we'll be like, Christ, why come you didn't come back yesterday? Look at how I'm living today. Why come you didn't come back yesterday? It wasn't for him to come back yesterday. He's going to come as a thief in the night. When you least expect it. You need to be ready. Listen to his word. Be willing, as you obey his word, be willing to labor along with him. To do what is right. To go out there and have compassion on your fellow man. To go out there and be able to lend a hand to someone that needs a hand, lend it to them. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Therefore, as you have opportunity, you do good unto all men, especially to those in the household of faith. Amen. Laboring with him, looking for him. Going back to the book of Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, as we think about looking for him. There's a lot of people that are doing their own thing. They think that, you know, all I'm doing is right, but yet I'm missing something. They don't realize that they're missing something, but yet they are missing something. And as they're missing something, they're going to miss heaven. They're going to miss heaven. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name cast out devils, in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Cannot be victorious in Christ by practicing iniquity. You can only be victorious in him by doing the will of the Father which is in heaven. That's the only way to be victorious. Maybe you're here this morning and you are not a child of God. You understand that there is but one God. You understand there is but one way, according to John chapter 14, verse 6. And that way to the Father is through Christ. You understand that. But yet you have not put him on yet in the water of grace of baptism. That opportunity is yours to come, to confess before those that are here that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son. You believe that through the watery grave, that's the only way that you can contact the blood. You believe that. Why not be obedient unto it? Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today.
Amen.
Maybe you're here and you are a Christian, but you have strayed away. Today is the day that you need to come back to the fold. Do not hesitate. As we stand and sing the invitation hymn, we ask you to please come as we stand and sing.